On this Student Spotlight, how do we support minority groups who want a career in STEM? I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, President of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Crystal Cobian, PhD student at the University of California, Los Angeles, explains why what happens after graduation can help keep women on the STEM career path.
We know women and minorities are underrepresented in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM for short. But we rarely talk about the policies and practices to target the people who are in the unique space of being both a racial ethnic minority and a woman. In fact, women of color will make up 53% of all women in the U.S. by 2050, yet they're so underrepresented in STEM that only 2% of African American women, 2% Hispanic women, and 7% Asian women were scientists and engineers in 2015. What does it take for a woman of color to make it to a STEM career? My research seeks to find these answers for this vital group of our society. We looked at national data on a cohort who graduated with a STEM bachelor's degree, and 11 years later, we found that only half of women of color remained on a STEM career pathway, compared to 70% of all men. So we wanted to know what contributes to remaining in STEM for the women of color in the study. We found out that women of color were more likely to stay in STEM when they, one, felt their undergraduate program contributed to their ability to understand the role of science and technology, two, when they rated social recognition or status and job security as important when they thought about their long-term career choices, and three, when they indicated a desire to help others who are in difficulty. At the end of the day, there are lots of women of color who start out interested in STEM majors and careers, and for a variety of reasons, they're getting pushed out. So we're trying to figure out what are the supports that help them to stay so that we can help more women of color be successful on their path toward a STEM career.
That was Crystal Cobian of the University of California, Los Angeles. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and You, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.